Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. I have a different headset today, so maybe it'll work better or worse. We shall see. It is a Tuesday, February 20. Let me look at my watch. I think it's 21st, right? Yeah, 21st. Woohoo. 2012. This is audio boo number 146. Well, it's Fat Tuesday. Hope you're having some, let's see, what are those called? Melasadas? See, I'm goofing up the name. Those are those little fried donut things. Anyways, it's Fat Tuesday, so what are you going to give up for Lent? I don't know. I never give up anything. Anyways, I'm going to talk a little bit today about the stock market and Google, oil, I don't know, what else? Cheesecake Factory? We'll see. Whatever I can remember as I'm walking the puppy. Hey, we'll talk first about the stock market, and with the news in Greece over the weekend, with the stimulus two or whatever, the 137 million billion euros or whatever the bailout is for Greece, looks like they're going to, private holders of debt and benefits are going to be cut, right? So, but anyways, with the signing of that, you thought, hey, maybe the stock market would gap open. And I was watching Fox Business yesterday, and the futures were up, and it looked like, hey, you know, maybe we're going to gap up and over 13,000 on the Dow. And yeah, that's kind of sort of what happened, right? We flirted a little bit with the plus 13,000 on the Dow, and but then the market sold off, went into the red before it finally closed up a little bit, basically flat. And to me, that's, I don't want to use the word reversal too strongly because it wasn't really a horrible day. And a lot of the Greece news could have been priced in, right? I think we all knew something was going to happen. But anyways, the NDX and the NASDAQ led down, which you don't like to see. But it was pretty flat, though. So, and I mean, we've come a long way. February is supposed to be the worst month of this favorable season. And it's actually not been that bad. So we, I don't know. It feels to me like the market is just running low on gas, running low on steam. And I kind of wonder if we are going to have a correction. Now we are getting close to the end of the month where we normally see, you know, that's the strongest part of the month when paychecks get dollar cost averaged into 401k plans and IRAs and that sort of thing. So maybe that'll provide some buoyancy and, March, I don't think, is usually a bad month. I mean, we've seen some lows in March, right? Some major buying opportunities in March over the past decade. So, but we definitely are due for a pullback. And, you know, I keep watching the 50-day moving averages on things and 200-day moving averages and how far the indexes are above those numbers. So my guess is that we're going to get a pullback. But I haven't done anything. I'm still basically long, and I'm long in NASDAQ, NDX, and small caps. So we'll see. I'm not sure if I'm going to do anything. If I do, it'll be on the blog, but I don't know. I keep thinking. I was thinking about it today, this morning, as it gapped up, but I didn't. Hey, did you see Google? Google has... Oops, my dog is caught in her leash here. Come on. And let's see if I can get her out here. What are you doing? Okay. Anyway, so Google's coming out with these glasses that are basically going to, you're going to be able to see the internet on your glasses. Hey, great for driving, right? They're going to have 3G, 4G connections. Basically think like a smartphone or a kind of utilitarian approach to it. It's going to have a little camera in it, although if you're looking at what you're seeing, why do you need a camera? But they're going to be out sometime later in 2012. I thought it was kind of cool as I saw it on the headlines. The other thing, crossing the headlines and actually getting half the blame for today's stock market is, oil prices. Oil prices are getting really close to $106 a barrel. And here in California, our gas prices are already over $4 for regular here in Sacramento. And I'm sure it's around that or higher in other places in the state. And they say maybe even the East Coast is going to be kind of like that. So we'll see if that provides a drag on the economy. I think the, you know, it's good that folks are going to get the extra 2% in their paychecks with the payroll tax cut that was approved by the House, the Senate, and President Obama. But that looks like it's going to go to gasoline, right? I mean, otherwise, I guess it would come out of folks' pockets. And you kind of wonder where the, you know, what's the magic this time that'll, the magic number this time that'll spill the economy into recession as far as a gas shock goes, oil shock goes. And you got Iran out there, and a lot of war of words, a lot of, you know, did you see that Benny, as they like, or Bibi Netanyahu, is coming out here to talk to President Obama. I think it's March 5th. And there's been a lot of chatter about, you know, preemptive strike on Iran. And Iran came out today and said, hey, you know, don't rule out a preemptive strike from them. So, see, that's another reason. Of course, you know, the wall of worry stuff for the stock market. But that would be another reason that, you know, be if you're long some oil or... Actually, I am long some oil stocks, which actually have been doing really well, so... But who knew that was coming, right? And we'll see what goes on with Israel and Iran, if anything. I mean, hopefully we can have a peaceful resolution of all that kind of stuff. Cheesecake Factory. Do you see after hours their numbers? They kind of disappointed in forward guidance. Numbers came in a little light too, and it's not because of me. I go there all the time. As you know, if you've listened before or read my blog, you know that my favorite anecdotal evidence of how things are going on the economy is the Cheesecake Factory and BJ's restaurants. Those are the two places that I notice when things are going good, those places are packed. Like Friday night, hour and a half, 2 hour wait, easy. But then when things aren't going well, when the economy's slow, Friday night, not even a 10 minute wait, you just walk right in. But now I can tell you, having gone within the past week, it was just horrible. I mean, the wait was just unbelievable. I ended up just saying, you know what? I don't feel like going here. Let's just go somewhere else. So that's my anecdotal evidence. So the economy must be doing okay, right? I saw Intuit was doing well after the bell. And, of course, I like TurboTax. I've been using TurboTax, it seems like, forever. And, they did well. I did see... Jeremy Siegel was quoted in the headlines as saying Dow 15,000 is possible. Of course, that comes on the heels of Barron's magazine last week that had the big Dow 15,000 on the cover. Jeremy Siegel wrote Stocks for the Long Run, which is one of the books in my bookshelf, and basically makes the argument that you should just always own stocks because stocks are going to give you the highest rate of return over the long term. And his thought is that even if the economy is slow, like it is now, I mean, it's not... growing leaps and bounds, right? It's kind of slow and steady. And if folks get some confidence back, that they could re-enter the market and push the market higher. That's kind of his whole argument anyway, is that, you know, where else are you going to go over the long term? It's a nice day here in Sacramento. We're getting some 70-degree weather this week. And that'll be nice, right? Early spring, maybe. So... on that note, it's nice after a holiday weekend, too. I like it when my Monday starts on a Tuesday, and if you know what I mean. Well, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.